In this bulletin, the British Parliament votes against Boris Johnson's call for an early election. Labour leader Anthony Albanese continues to pressure the coalition to let the Tamil asylum seeker family stay. And in cricket, Australian batting pair Smith and Labuschagne prove a lethal combination on day one of the fourth Ashes test. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The British Parliament has voted against Boris Johnson's call for an early election. Mr Johnson called for a national election on the 15th of October after Britain's House of Commons voted in favour of passing a Brexit delay bill. The legislation, if passed in the upper house, will halt the UK's exit from the bloc for 3 months if Parliament has not decided on an agreement and stop Mr Johnson delivering a no-deal Brexit. Despite Mr Johnson losing another parliamentary vote, he says the fact that the Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn no longer wants an election shows he thinks he'd lose.
48 hours ago, he was leading the chant of stop the coup, let the people vote. Now he's saying stop the election and stop the people from voting. I think there's only one solution. I think he has become the first, to my knowledge, the first leader of the opposition in the democratic history of our country to refuse the invitation to an election.
Britain is scheduled to leave the European Union on the 31st of October. Labour leader Anthony Albanese is calling on the government to allow the Tamil asylum seeker family to stay. The family, who are living in the Queensland town of Bilawila, are arguing the youngest of their two Australian-born daughters needs the nation's protection. Speaking to Sky News, Mr Albanese says the government needs to recognise the family is contributing to a rural community and to stop using them to make a political statement.
Here you have a community in this regional town that are asking for this. The local LNP member is asking for this. Ken O'Dowd, this is not about changing Australia's migration policy. Barnaby Joyce is not about changing Australia's migration policy either.
Hong Kong police have clashed with pro-democratic protesters just hours after Chief Executive Carrie Lam announced the government had withdrawn the extradition bill amendments. The amendments, if passed, would have made it easier for people to be sent to mainland China to face trial. Ms Lam is hopeful the official withdrawal of the bill will bring an end to over 3 months of mass demonstrations and unrest in the city. But pro-democracy politician Claudia Moe says Ms Lam's retraction has come too late. She says the protests are now about more than just the legislation, with people calling for Hong Kong's freedom from mainland China.
The Carrie Lam concession, so-called concession, has come too little too late. The damage is done. The scars and wounds are still bleeding in Hong Kong. She thinks that she can use some garden hose to put out a hill fire. That's not going to be acceptable.
Hurricane Dorian has killed at least 20 people in the Bahamas, with the nation's prime minister expecting the death toll to rise. The most powerful Caribbean storm on record devastated large areas of the Bahamas, in particular the northern Abaco Islands. Dozens of people have taken to Facebook looking for missing loved ones, while aid organisations estimate tens of thousands of people will need support and food. The Prime Minister, Hubert Minis, says while the country is experiencing its worst national crisis in history, together they can rebuild.
We must now also show our love and charity in acts of generosity over the course of many months. It will take all of us to help restore the lives of our people. No effort or resources will be held back.
In cricket, Steve Smith and Manus Labuschagne have proved a dangerous combination on day one of the fourth Ashes test. It was the first time the two men had ever batted together, with the pair scoring a pivotal and much-needed 116-run total. Australia finished day one on 3 for 170. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for today. Perth, sunny and 17. Adelaide, a shower or two, 17. Melbourne, showers developing, 19. Hobart, partly cloudy, 14. Canberra, much the same, 21. Wollongong, also partly cloudy, 20. Sydney, sunny and 22. Newcastle, similar, 23. Brisbane, sunny and 32. Cairns, much the same, 29. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.